Democracy in Zimbabwe is kind of like life on Mars. It may exist, but you'd be hard-pressed to prove it. Zimbabwe police said today that they're charging the Secretary General of the opposition party with treason. He and presidential challenger Morgan Tsvangirai were arrested today. Tsvangirai has since been released. There have been allegations all along that Zimbabwe's armed forces are involved in President Robert Mugabe's re-election campaign and that his ruling ZANU-PF party is behind the organized violence. Now, the BBC's Ian Pannell has obtained documents that support the charges. Ian Pannell is now in Johannesburg. What are the documents and what do they tell you?
Thank you, Lisa. Well, we have two particular documents. The first one is an internal ZANU-PF document, fairly matter-of-fact, but what makes it remarkable is the detail it gives to the structure of the ZANU-PF campaign, the campaign to re-elect President Robert Mugabe. It consistently refers to the JOC, the Joint Operations Command, as playing a leading role in the management structure, being in charge of logistics, being in charge of operations. I think what this document suggests is that the military is actively involved in the day-to-day running of the campaign, and many other people have suggested it goes further than that. Indeed, one leading Western diplomatic source has suggested that there has been a military coup by stealth in Zimbabwe, and this document would seem to add weight to that argument.
How does it add weight to the argument? I mean, it talks about this Joint Operations Command, as you mentioned, JOC, made up of heads of the military and state security services. Are they saying that the president, Robert Mugabe, is no longer in power, or is that he is having to yield some of his power to this joint command?
Well, what seems to be clear from this document is that Robert Mugabe himself is not running the re-election campaign. I spoke to the American ambassador in Harare, James McGee. On the record, he talked about the activation of the war veterans and the role of the military and felt that they were running many things in the country at the moment. The other document that we obtained lays out some of the tactics that should be used to try and achieve the victory for Robert Mugabe. It talks about the use of food provision as a political tool. As many people will know, the supply of produce is difficult at the moment in the country. Many products are scarce. It talks about actively giving food to what it describes as pro-ZANU-PF shops and also people's shops. And most interestingly, talks about using covert operations to decompose the MDC, the opposition, using things like harassing activists, driving supporters out of ZANU-PF areas, creating no-go rural areas for opposition activists. Now, I have spoken to ZANU-PF about these documents. They say that the documents are forgeries. They describe them as illegal documents, and they deny that the JOC and the military are involved in the running of the country and in the running of the campaign.
Now, you said that they doubted, the government did, and ZANU-PF, the president's party, doubted the authenticity of these documents. What have you done to see that they are indeed authentic?
Well, we've done what any proper journalist would do, which is to check the source of this material. One of the documents came from within ZANU-PF itself. For obvious reasons, we cannot disclose where that came from, but we feel completely satisfied that these documents are authentic. The other document came from an opposition source. Again, it has been checked. What we cannot say completely is that the second document that talks about the tactics is absolutely authentic, but everything that is mentioned in that document has been borne out by events that we have witnessed on the ground.
Ian, mention again, when you spoke with the U.S. ambassador, what he said that corroborated what's in the documents and what you saw when you visited hospitals that also corroborated what was in them.
Well, firstly, in terms of who are the victims of the violence, I put it to Ambassador McGee that ZANU-PF have accused the MDC of perpetrating the violence. His response to me was that of the 200 people that he has personally come into contact with, victims of violence, only one out of that 200 was a member of ZANU-PF, that the vast majority of the violence had been carried out by ZANU-PF supporters.
And what have you seen in the hospitals you've gone to?
We visited a number of people who have been badly beaten. And we also visited one hospital in Harare. And I spoke to one elderly gentleman who, a month after being beaten, still had a deep gaping wound on his feet. But I was struck by quite how calm he was and the extent to which he was absolutely determined that he would go back. And that's something I heard from many people who had been beaten, that they were not cowed and they were not defeated by that. And of course, the proof of whether or not that is the case, we will find out later on in the month when it is election day. But certainly the mood from many of these people is absolutely determined.
The BBC's Ian Pannell speaking to us from Johannesburg. Thanks very much, Ian.
Thank you. You're welcome.
You can view some of the documents and a video of Ian Pannell's report from inside Zimbabwe at theworld.org.